Travelers and vacationers were already a big part of the central New York economy, but now tourism officials say it's a focus of state development efforts. WAER's Chris Bolt reports one area that's booming is craft beer tours.
Tom Irardi was making homebrew 25 years ago, but craft brewing hadn't really taken off. He opened Finger Lakes on Tap in Skaneateles to bring his aficionado approach to the people.
Our niche and focus really is staying with the local breweries, making sure we serve beer here the way they serve it there. We want to make sure we put it in the right glass. We want to make sure the temperature's right. We want to make sure that our lines are clean.
Finger Lakes on Tap is, well, just that, 50 to 55 local beers on tap. Now, since I was working, I couldn't really sample any, but Tom says he gets in two types of customers generally to check them out.
One are the people who know beer inside and out. They love all styles of beer. They love talking about it. And we have people who are not really familiar with craft beer. They want to try local things. And for those people, what we're trying to do is really stretch their palate.
He's enjoying a surge in craft beer tourism, which includes beer tastings, just like wine tastings. And just like wine trails, Visit Syracuse program manager Liz Judge is helping market craft beer trails.
In the Syracuse region and Onondaga County alone, we're seeing huge expansion. I mean, I'm contacting our web managers at Brew Central all the time. They're always getting messages saying a new brew pub in the area has opened. They want to join Brew Central.
A website, brewcentralny.com, highlights breweries, wineries, and other places to help tourists. It's backed by state economic development funds as regional and Albany leaders see the potential.
If you can get people to come up as groups, I mean, I know with the wine tours, a lot of the time people rent buses. So really getting people to, you know, maybe travel up from New York, Long Island, local areas on buses to specifically do that.
Tom Irardi says a Finger Lakes beer trail map last year had 103 craft breweries, and there's more this year.
In Auburn, Prison City, I think most people know of now, there's also Good Shepherd's. In Syracuse, Stout Beard, Eastwood Brewing, Cortland Brewing. They've done great stuff. I think everybody knows Ithaca Beer Company, but there's also Bandwagon Brewing. Places are popping up everywhere.
And people are willing to travel around and drop some tourism dollars to sample them. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For these and other stories, go to WAER.org.